Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa, starting a new year right with Mr. John Ireland from Rancho Leonero and Baja's Eastcape. Very excited about this coming year at Rancho Leonero, our big Let's Talk Hookup tournament coming up in June, which is already filling up, and so much going on here as we start this new year and new decade.
Yeah, you got it, man. We're doing it right, having lots of fun, talking our favorite place to go fishing down at Rancho Leonero, and also talking about giving away a really good prize, man. If you didn't catch the first hour of the show, check this out. We are giving away such a great prize to one lucky caller at the end of the show today. It's a two-parter, and the first of which is a brand new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. It's the local kind, a great pair of Maui Jims, the soft black with dark transparent green and light transparent gray frame, the brand new Maui green lens, and that always favorite popular super thin Maui Jim glass, a great pair of Maui Jims. And with that, you're also going to get one of the brand new 2020 Bill Varnay sport fishing calendars. So a really cool prize to somebody at the end of the show today. If you want to get through, have your shot at that great prize or your chance to talk to the man, John Ireland from Rancho Leonero, 833-288-0973. That's how you reach us on the show this morning.
All right, let's go ahead and jump into the catch report.
You got it, man. Today it started by Gamakatsu. They're sponsoring our FishDope.com report. 2 years ago, Gamakatsu set out to develop a hook that was light enough for a bait to swim naturally, yet strong enough to handle your next trophy bluefin or yellowfin. The answer? The Gamakatsu Nautilus Heavy Duty. The Gamakatsu Nautilus HD is available with a solid ring or as a standard hook. You can get it at selected tackle shops and be ready to get bit. We're going to start off our catch report with our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge, is on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Pete, John. Happy New Year, everybody. Here we go again.
Yeah, right. We're ready, right?
Yeah, we are so ready. You know, it's always fun to start off a new season and, you know, anticipation for sure this year after last season's fantastic fishing. I mean, anticipation's really high as to what we're going to see. And we'll just have to see what we see. Did not hear of any tuna fish caught yet in 2020, but I wouldn't be a bit surprised if that happens today. The signal from last weekend was down in that 10-10 trench lower 500 zone. It was getting down there a bit. And I'm guessing that'll get looked at by some of the boats checking out CallNet in that zone. So we'll see what happens. You know, maybe some will show up a little closer to home here also. And can't wait to see what goes on there with that tuna fishing. Closer to home on my traditional wintertime fishing grounds at my favorite Catalina Island. Plenty of squid around and the first signs of some fish on it now. One boat had one nice tail last weekend. Another had two bigger tails, both on the bait grounds there. And it's been the first hints of island sea bass starting to show up also up shallow, backside east. Everything looks like it's kind of lining up right at Catalina. So we got a long ways to go, but at this point in time, it's looking pretty good over there. On the coast, bass fishing's been really good. Water's cool but stable, and sandies and calicos are biting good on the deeper water structure spots. Live squid, if you've got it, good quality frozen on a lead head there. Will work just fine. Fish it low and slow at this time of year. And also got the first local sea bass report of the year. One of our really good customers hooked a big one on a hookup bait on some local structure here. So that's the first big one that I've heard of here recently, close to home. And then on the deep drop swordfish scene, first one of 2020 has been caught. Congratulations, guys. And many more to follow. I'm sure this whole deep drop thing is getting hugely popular in that, you know, some of it's pretty close to home. You don't have to go too far. So I'm sure there's going to be a lot of pressure today with the decent weather, and I wouldn't be a bit surprised if a few more get scrounged up. So overall, you know, not super exciting for this time of year, but you know what the heck, it's the middle of winter and
we'll take it.
Some swords, some sea bass, some good weather in front of us. I think we'll take that report just fine for the beginning of January 2020.
No doubt about it. Fishdope.com, of course. Dan and the boys continue to do such a fantastic job on for 2020 and throughout the year as we move progress here. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Well, Pete, we're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger in Huntington Beach by the big Chevron station. The phone number at storage area code 714-840-4262. The website's pacificedgetackle.com. And I forgot to mention the most important part of the report. Danny had just called me just for I was going on the air with the Florida report. He's out there soaking up some warm sun. And the snappers are biting on the end of the dock.
All right. That's cool. Yeah, well.
Hot dope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good. All right. Cool, Mark. Well, thanks for that. Happy New Year to you, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
You got it. We'll see you guys. Take care.
See you, Mark. All right. Now let's head on down to San Diego, out to Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay. Talk to our buddy Marcos. Marcos, what's going on at Seaforth?
Good morning, guys. How are you doing this year?
Great. Good morning.
Well, we got off to a nice start on those. We've talked about them, the new Seaforth three-quarter day trips, those running down to Mexico there. Very good fishing on those trips. On Wednesday, the first trip, 26 anglers had 255 rockfish and 5 lingcod. Thursday, 17 anglers had 170 rockfish. Back out there today, so very good fishing on there. Seawatch running those half days, taking a look around. Seeing a little bit of yellowtail, not getting any of it to bite. They had a handful of calico bass yesterday, 10 calico bass released. A little tough fishing, but I think, you know, with that, those rule changes in January, February for the local trip, it's going to take a little bit to get back on their feet, and then they'll be back to catching, looking for those bass and the few bottom fish we can catch. So definitely check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Fishing trips, like I said, a little different schedule this year than we've had in the past. During the week, we're running just one half day a day. On the weekend, we're that normal 6 and 12:30 departure. Those new Seaforth three-quarter day trips scheduled every day. As long as we get enough people, we're going to run those. So wish I had more to tell you guys, but like I said, it's that time of year where it kind of slows down a bit on the trips, but some very good fishing on those trips we are running. So definitely check that out. Check out the website, seaforthlanding.com. Full schedule's up there. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Come down, make sure that gear you got for Christmas is working well, get out there on the boats and catch some fish.
And a beautiful day today. I wouldn't be a bit surprised to hear some really good fishing for the guys that are out there. Marcos, great report. We certainly appreciate it as always, and we'll look forward to talking next week, and thanks for getting started off in the new decade here.
We'll talk to them, guys.
Thanks, Marcos. Appreciate that. All right, that is going to temporarily wrap up our catch report today. Again, if you want to get your great opportunity, Fish Pros, Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, they are the spot to do it, no doubt about it. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, but now with Fish Pros The Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerkied fish, their spices, rubs, smoked cheese, and their famous tuna burger, all at their convenient Liberty Station location, or check them out at fishermansprocessing.com.
Indeed. Phones are packed up. One line open. You want to get through 833-288-0973. Your chance to talk to John Ireland from Rancho Lanero. Your chance to win a pair of those Maui Jim sunglasses, the local kind, probably one of the most favorite sunglasses around.
I love them. Got a pair myself. I love them. I got that exact same combination, same frame, same glass. I love those things.
Yes, indeed.
Hey, let's jump back into the phones. Rich in Chula Vista, you're up next. What's up, Rich?
Hey, how's it going? Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Rich.
Hey, I have two kind of quick questions. The one is just with the Maui Jims, with the lenses selection, what colors lenses for certain type of, you know, daylights do you guys prefer? And also a question for John, trying to get my wife and my two-year-old to take a trip with me down there, what type of things would, you know, if I went out fishing, would there be for, you know, the wife and the baby to do?
Well, there's plenty for the kids to do. We have a lot of children to come down, a lot of families come down to the ranch. It's safe in front. The ranch itself has one entrance in and out, and we've got a mile of beachfront on either side of the hotel. So there's no vendors, there's no strangers walking up and down the beach. But most importantly, it's shallow in front. Versus Cabo, that's the real steep drop off and big waves, it's like a lake in front of the hotel. And And it's, you'd have to take a long walk, literally, to drown out there. It's very shallow, and it's a gradual drop-off. Great spot for the kids. Great spot to introduce them to the water. And two's not really too young to get them going. The water's warm and very buoyant. It's a great spot for the kids. We've got kayaking. We've got, you know, hanging out at the beach, the swimming pool. There's normally, the best thing for the kids is there's other families around with other kids, and they love each other more than they love parents. So, you know that already. But anyway, it's a great spot for the kids. It really is, and there's plenty to do.
And great child care if you guys want to go out fishing.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
$10 a day, you get a babysitter for the whole day.
Yeah,
and that's unheard of. It's $10 an hour here, or $20
an hour. Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah, so we encourage the families, and it's a great spot.
It is a great family spot.
Your wife won't be disappointed.
Yeah.
No doubt.
She really won't. We'll take good care of you.
Indeed. All right, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that. That does free up 833-288-0973. Bart Hall, good morning.
Hey, Bart.
Good morning. I've already said Happy New Year to Pete, but Rick, Happy New Year, and John, Happy New Year.
Hey, you too, Bart. Buddy.
How are you, buddy?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Good. You know, I'm sitting here thinking, I'm just listening to this, and it always reminds me of every year when the Fred Hall Shoe crew goes down to Rancho Leonero, we look forward to it so much. And I don't ever want to take it for granted, and I never do. And, you know, each year, John, I write an article afterwards, and I start thinking to myself, well, how can I make something like this interesting when I do it every year? But I want to tell you, this article I wrote this year about our trip, I think was the best one ever. We had the greatest time, and it was so beautiful. I was listening to everybody calling today. I can only encourage you to go visit this place. Whether you catch a fish or not, you're going to be amazed with the beauty and the pace, the lifestyle. This year, there was only six of us that went, and so the three guys, Dave and Rick and I, went out and fished in the morning, and Santos says, "You want to catch some tuna?" He said, "No, we just came from San Diego." And he said, "Well, let's troll for some wahoo." I said, "Okay, we'll troll for wahoo." And we went out there, and we only got one strike. But in that first 3 hours, we sat there. We might have had a beer in the morning, and we're just looking at this glassy water and the sun and the beauty. It wasn't too hot. It was perfect. It was gorgeous. And we all said this was the best time, one of the best times we've ever had on the water. It is so beautiful there. Then we said, let's go catch some fish. We ended up feeding the whole lodge that night because we caught so many damn fish.
Wow. That's so cool.
Well, you know, Bart goes inside and fishes a variety. He's a variety and number of species he can catch.
Sure.
It's incredible how many species there are out there.
Oh, it is amazing. And, you know, that's what I like. It's easier on me, too. You know, we went out and chased the marlin for the first few years and did all that. And, of course, you know, I've always chased those big roosters. But after I got that fish that they estimated was in the 90-pound class, I kind of like said, I think that's it. I'll just go
done that.
Something else.
Yeah, well, and I still have ingrained in my memory that picture of you with that giant rooster.
God, so
that
big.
So big. And that time of the year that you go, that May, June time period, that's when all that inshore rooster fish and all that good stuff, and as well as good offshore fishing too. It's kind of a great time.
It's a good time.
That's where the bait. That was the bait comes in handy for us. Is when we troll those big mullet to get those big roosters. So the rest of the time, we're probably using, you know, jigs and lures as much as we're using bait.
Sure. Well, when are you going this year?
Good question. We don't know. You know, we'll talk to John at the shows and see what he has available. You know, he fills up quick, and we'll see when we can put everybody together. Usually it's in the spring, but, you know, we've gone during Chubasco season, too. And one year we got shut out because of Chubasco, and we sat around and drank beer and played cards all day.
Count me in on that one, too.
That wasn't so bad.
You guys have been down pretty much every time of year, pretty much every season, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. I can't believe it's showtime already, Bart. It comes up so quick, huh?
You're talking to the wrong person.
Hey, Bart, Happy New Year to you, and thanks for sharing a great Rancho Leonero story with us.
See you soon, Bart.
See you, Bart.
Thanks, Diego. Happy New Year.
All right, Happy New Year.
All right, let's jump right back into the phones. They are packed up. Again, if you want to get your shot, 833-288-0973. Let's talk to Charlie, calling us from Gardena this morning. Hi, Charlie. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, guys. Happy New Year.
You too, Charlie.
Yeah, question for John. John, which is the best month to come to your ranch for Wahoo?
Good morning, Charlie. Ooh, yeah, you know, good question. The Wahoo tend to be there when they're there. They're in and out. They've been around right now. They're in. The water never gets much below 70 degrees, so they're pretty much a year-round fish. And again, it's just a matter of when they're around. I would say that, you know, July, August, September, those months you're more apt to run into them. They seem to like the warmer water, and that's our warmest water time. That said, you know, they're around when they're around, and it's the most commonly asked question, you know, when are the Wahoo around? And I just tell everybody, bring a CD18 Ripala or a good Marauder. I like the CD18s. They work real well. But otherwise, you know, it's just catch-as-catch-can. And when we do get Wahoo, they're always good size, you know. They're not the smaller schooling fish. They're the larger fish. So 80, 90-pounders are not uncommon. We get quite a few over the course of the year. And John, we have good Wahoo fishing for sure.
John, you told me one of the things that you like to do to draw a Wahoo strike, especially if it's a little bit tougher, is you'll run those things either with a tiny piece or even without a piece of wire whatsoever.
I just put a swivel on the front. Just keeps their mouth off the top.
Yeah, because it's a fairly long lure, whatever style of plug you're trolling. We always say at the tackle store, anytime you put any type of lure in the water in Wahoo country without a piece of wire, at some point one is going to take it from you. But that doesn't mean it's going to be your first one. You know, sometimes you...
And you lose them for sure.
Yeah.
And the guys are hesitant because when you put wire on it, it affects the action of the lure,
sure.
You know. And it decreases the action of the lure. So the more wire you put on it, the less good action you're going to get. That said, that's why I just use the swivel and tie it on. And it actually doesn't affect the action that much, but it's just about that 1 inch, you know.
Yeah.
You know how toothy those Wahoo are.
Oh, yeah.
All they have to do is just brush across.
Just touch it.
You know, looking at when we go down there with our Let's Talk Hookup tournaments, like in June, we've had several Wahoo caught during the tournament
June.
Oh, yeah. We've had several Wahoo caught in our tournament in October.
Right.
So, say, they're around when, you know, but they're kind of sporadic.
Yeah, they're around year-round, and when they're there. It's the most common question I get is when are the Wahoo there?
And if they're around, you need to target them. You need to get out there early.
Yeah,
you need to get some trolling in.
And the guys know, you know, all the captains communicate with each other. They know what's happening. Everybody, there's no secrets out there.
Yeah.
So they know when they're biting and where they're biting.
Everybody wants to get them, and you
can target them and really go after them when they're around and get them.
That's cool. Charlie, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Thank you, Charlie.
Happy New Year to you.
How about next up, we talk to Ed. Ed's a first-time caller. We always say first-time callers go right to the front of the line. Good morning, Ed.
Morning, Rick, Pete. Hey, John. It's Ed from Ventura checking in here. I'm out on my morning run, John, while I'm listening to Let's Talk Hookup.
So, are you listening on the Let's Talk Hookup app?
Of course I am.
Right on, Ed.
It's great as usual. But I did want to comment a little bit about the question regarding families and whatever. I've been coming down, I think, well over 20 years now, and every other year or so, my wife she requires going down to the ranch. And so we come down with a couple other couples who don't fish. We're coming down in late April again this year, and we get the cabanas down there by the beach. They watch the boats go out, the boats come back. They know Joel at the bar. Within John's property, there's like a 1.5 mile loop if you want to go for a walk or a run. There's the ATVs. My wife loves it. I've taken my daughter when she was like 10 or 12. She got a 100-pound yellowfin tuna there.
Wow.
So there is a lot for the kids to do and for the families to do. And it's safe. And it's just a wonderful place to go.
Thank you, Ed.
Over and above, you're welcome, John. The other thing I'd like to say, because I've been down to a lot of the resorts down there over the years, is John has one of the best, if not the best, boat arrangers, I guess is what you would say, of anybody I've met, and that's Eddie.
No doubt.
He is just an affable, friendly, speaks really good English. He makes sure you're taken care of, and he's friendly and supportive, and he's the best that I've seen, so... I just wanted to give a kudos to him. But all the crew that work down there, we've seen for 10, 15, 20 years now. They just don't go away. And if they do, then their sons or daughters start working there. So there is a lot of loyalty. And, John, maybe last, you can talk a little bit about the early days when you used to run down to Los Barriles and back, you know, for your fitness workout.
Oh, yeah. I used to run up to the Governor's Monument and back twice a week, and that was 18 miles, 9 miles each way.
Wow.
But those days are over now. No more of that. I might mention something. Eddie, who's a great man, a smart, smart young man, has lost 200 pounds. He's down 200 pounds.
Wow.
Now. So he's a different guy. Next time you see him, you'll hardly recognize him.
Yeah.
And you know, our average tenure of our employees now, the average is 24 years that they've been at the hotel. So you're going to see the same employees, same the same gang is there.
Yeah. Like you said, we have Joel making crew. Your margaritas and
have a good crew.
Eddie taking care of your boats.
And you know, they recognize you too.
They do.
Oh yeah, they do.
They really do.
Yeah.
Within a day or two, all of the staff knows your name or knows your drink or
Yeah.
Pete, you ready for another margarita? Like they just know they know you, and it's a friendly family fun
atmosphere. Yeah, and they know your room and everything, so you order a drink and you don't even get a bill or anything.
Absolutely.
You know,
just go. And that's so the other cool thing about Rancho Leonero is you don't need to carry any money around. You just like everything, put it on your room.
Yeah.
Take care of it at the end.
That's me. I go around empty pocketed. I don't carry my wallet.
Yeah, that's it.
It's nice.
Yeah, you don't even
have
to lock your doors. That's the other thing.
No, and most people don't. Yeah, it's safe. It's safe around there. Again, you know, there's only one entrance in and out.
You have patrols.
We're the only, and we have one guy at the gate, one guard at the gate, and another rover.
Yeah.
And that's 24/7. And we've also got a lot of video around, a lot of cameras taken. You're on candid camera around there. So we don't have any problem at all with any kind of crime at all.
Yeah.
Literally. We're the only development down there that has real security in and out.
Yeah.
Totally.
And you're on that, you know, you're on a one-way road. There's only one way in and one way out of the ranch.
Right.
You know, that's not the spot to go if you're going to be missing.
No, and they know that too. Yeah. You know, I mean, why go to somewhere where they're on camera when they go somewhere? They're low fruit pickers is what they are. They're opportunists, so they don't bother with us.
Yeah, indeed. Ed, nice comments.
Yeah,
appreciate
thank you.
Ed. Enjoy your walk.
I appreciate the call.
Thanks
See
a lot
you
for
soon.
The call. Appreciate that.
All right, let's talk to Gary. He calls from Lawndale. I bet that's the Iron Man, Gary White, calling. Good
the
morning,
one
Gary.
And only.
Good morning, guys.
There he is. Hi, Gary.
Gary.
Wow. Hi, John. You're always a great guest on there.
Thank you.
You know, I've never stayed at your location, but the people that I read about and hear that do stay there, it just speaks volumes because they can go anywhere they want. I mean, people like Frank Lopresti and just like Bart Hall that was just there and many, many more that go there. And like I said, they can go anywhere and they choose your place. And I think it's because it's so relaxing. I have been there to be there during the day, and I'm telling you that hammock is threatening.
You fall asleep
right away.
Gary, you need to come down for the next Let's Talk Hookup. I'm surprised Pete hasn't drug you along yet.
Yeah, you need to. It's a great spot, and people enjoy it. They get hooked, right, John?
Yeah, yeah.
Like Ed before, I mean, you got to go, right?
Well,
wife tells him we got to go.
Yeah.
You know, it's quite an accolade for us because, like you say, Bart and Frank and They can go anywhere, and year after year, for example, Bart chooses to come to the ranch.
Yeah.
Of course, he has the opportunity to, you know, everybody's there at his shows.
Oh, absolutely.
He could go anywhere he likes, you
right.
know. And year after year, he picks us, which makes me feel
good.
I'm doing
yeah.
something right.
Well, yeah, you are. Yeah, it's a wonderful spot. So
you're right about that hammock, Gary. That thing is very, very dangerous
because
you get in, it's very difficult to get back out again. A couple of cold ones, you're in that thing for the rest of the afternoon.
Or night. We have some of the guys all come out early in the morning. There's a couple guys slept all night on the
hammock.
That's not such a bad spot.
One too many at the bar, right?
Not such a bad spot. Hey, Gary, thanks a lot. Are you getting geared up for Fred Hall?
Oh, I love Fred Hall. You know that.
Gary's the Iron
Man.
He'll be in the booth with us for
sure. Manager.
Booth we'll manager. He's in charge. Don't mess with him.
That's right.
Hey, Gary, thanks a lot for the call. Happy New Year to you. Look forward to seeing you soon.
See you, Gary. All right. How about next up, we talk to Jim. He's calling us from National City. What's up, Jim? Welcome to the show.
Morning, guys.
How you doing,
Happy
Jim?
Morning, Jim.
Got a couple things going on. You know, I went on that half-day trip yesterday on the Dolphin, Ricky, and, you know, that perch bite and sand bass bite down in Imperial Beach. Real fun trip, and, you know, that perch fishing was wide open. The sand bass was so-so. There were a lot of sand bass, but I think the morning trip that day yesterday had a better on the sand bass. But anyway, and those blue perch, I watch those guys, they fillet those up, Ricky, and make a nice fish taco out of those blue perch, you know.
No doubt about it, buddy.
Anyway, yeah. One of your employees was there, Billy. What a nice gentleman. Actually, he caught the jackpot fish, ended up giving it away. Well, he gave it away to some girl, of course. But what a great employee you got there. A great representative for your tackle shop there.
Yeah, no doubt. We're very lucky to have Billy. He's a super knowledgeable and a really, really good guy and a great fisherman.
Yeah, indeed. Hey, Jim, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up 833-288-0973. You want to get through, there's your chance.
When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including a lot more of your phone calls. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
It's Yamaha's Reliable Choice sales event. From January 1st to March 31st, power up with the choice of additional warranty protection or up to $1,500 in dealer credit on eligible select new 2.5 to 350 horsepower four-strokes. For details, visit YamahaOutboards.com or your Yamaha Outboards dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Offer ends March 31st, 2020. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore. At Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, kids fish free every Sunday. Free half-day fishing trip and clinic free for kids 12 and under every Sunday at Dana Wharf. Join the Dana Wharf Kids Club and get over $100 of really cool stuff like two free fishing trips, a free whale watch trip, and more. Dana Wharf, everyone's favorite since 1971. Click DanaWharf.com or visit them in the Dana Point Harbor, the bass capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County. DanaWharf.com, where kids fish free.
Sunday, January 19th, it's a huge one-day sale on everything at Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay. Hobie Kayak Demo's on sale. Come see the new 2020 Hobie Pro Angler 360 and Hobie's new 2020 Mirage Drive Kickup Fin Technology. Test one out on the bay for free. Hobie Kayak Demo's throughout the day. Brew Surf Stand-Up Paddleboard Demo's and tutorials, too. Bixby Motors on display and on sale. Plus, during the Big Bay Bass Sale and Seminar, Fastlane will have a salty crew sale with all the new stuff. There will be free lunch from Burr, and Fastlane will have all Traeger grills, pellets, and accessories on sale. Sample the new salty crew beer from Coronado Brewing. There will be a huge raffle with tons of prizes, including a Brew Surf stand-up paddleboard, salty crew packages, Hobie accessories, and more. Fastlane will have the ultimate Bay Bass Seminar in the store with Benny Florentino, Afrin Abutton, Corey Sandin, and Matt Moyer, hosted by Pete Gray and Ron Lane from 10 to 11. Check out the Lowrance Fish Finder Seminar at 11:30. It's all at Fastlane Kayaks and Dana Landing in Mission Bay, Sunday, January 19th. Don't miss it.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Been a very busy morning talking Rancho Lanero this morning. Again, if you want to get through, have your shot at those Maui Jims and that Bill Varney Sport Fishing Calendar. It's 833-288-0973.
Still a chance to get to talk to John and talk about the East Cape and maybe your New Year's resolution to get to the East Cape.
Yeah, right.
And go see Rancho Lanero. Anything new? You talked about the kitchen, some new mattresses and stuff like that. What else is going on at
Rancho Lanero? We've got a full-time construction crew. We've got three contractors. One, our builder, Cecilio, is a wonderful builder, wonderful stonemason, does great woodwork, everything. So we're constantly working on the hotel and upgrading. We put in the new bathrooms, as you noticed, last year.
Yeah, beautiful.
And we're upgrading the rooms. We're putting in a new barbecue this year.
Oh, cool.
New, yeah. And, you know, showers down at the beach. It's just all kinds of different projects we're doing all the time.
All the time.
I mean, it's a work
and all upgrading and
And it's only a 34-room hotel, so to keep a full-time construction crew on, it's expensive for me.
Yeah.
But the hotel really is fine-tuned. It's a nice spot.
Yeah.
And again, the mission is not to change it, just to make it better.
Yeah.
So you want to feel like you're camping out, but you don't want to give up any of that.
Yeah.
Want to give up a nice bed or good air conditioning.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice hot shower.
Yeah. So, and you know how the food always tastes better when you're camping out?
Yeah.
Well, that's the same thing with a ranch, because you've got the mesquite barbecue, which is on every night. Most of our meals are cooked right on that big barbecue outside.
Yeah.
The food really is good.
Yeah,
it's so good at the ranch.
And the atmosphere on the outside dining room is probably one of the most beautiful dining rooms in the world.
Yeah, I agree with that.
There's nowhere in Cabo San Lucas and probably all of Mexico that you can dine as close to the water as we do.
Right on top of it.
I'm grandfathered in, you know. I'm way into the federal zone.
Are you?
You sit on that front patio and you're just surrounded by water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you couldn't build that today.
No.
Yeah.
And it was interesting how I had it. They gave me a 20-year permit, right? And because I was grandfathered in, and then it expired, and they came and they were, I think, oh boy, they're going to make me tear down this front patio and this and that. And so I was talking to my attorney. He says, I have a plan. I think something we might be able to do. And I said, how are we going to get away with it? He says, global warming. So we told them that the water had come up that much, and so they swallowed it and gave me another permit for 20 years.
Perfect. Yeah.
That's great.
That's good.
Yeah.
God bless global warming.
Set for another 20 years.
I don't know whether the water actually came up that much.
Right. Hey, let's just go with it.
No, yeah,
don't tell
anybody. There's nowhere you can go in Baja. And the whole hotel is built with the palm roofs, which are a pain, and the stone walls and all that. It's really, really old style.
And
that's what makes the ranch.
It is the last of the old style Baja resorts.
Well, you go to RanchoLeanero.com and you see pictures. If you haven't been to the ranch, you see pictures or videos and such like that. And you see how it blends in with the tundra there.
It's the best location down there in Baja. There's nowhere like it with that reef in front.
Oh, yeah. And there's a beautiful aerial shot of the ranch with the reef out front. You can see the reef.
Right, yeah, and you see all the fish in there. And the reef is awesome. The reef runs a mile south all the way down in front of the homes.
Beautiful walk up and down the white sand beach.
Oh, so nice.
Best snorkeling in the world.
Yeah,
God, you guys got me fired up to go really so nice. Much right now. Really jeez, I'm ready.
And it's close. Yeah, you're less than 2-hour flight away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Well, let's jump back on the phones.
You got it, buddy. They're getting packed up. How about Rob calling us from La Jolla this morning? Hi, Rob. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Rob.
My question is to John. I was wondering if we can fly out of Tijuana.
Absolutely.
And get down there. And how much do you think? What would that run?
Probably about half. But it's averaging about half of what it costs you.
You'd probably get down there for,
you go ahead of
150
bucks. 150
bucks
is pretty darn average.
Yeah. Well, we're doing better than that. My employees fly. That's what they use to come back and forth. And you can get $75 each way.
Wow.
Pretty consistently.
And especially if you go to La Paz.
Yeah.
And how much more is the van, like you can get the van to take you either from Cabo or from La Paz.
Right. And good question. I'm not sure.
I think it's only about $20.
I'm almost sure. I was just going to say, I think when we did it, was an extra $20 to go to La Paz and Cabo.
It's no more than a half an hour more for the ride.
So you're saving quite a bit on airfare.
Oh,
plus, it's easy airport in and out.
Well, they reward you.
Don't have to worry about long lines.
Right, exactly. The airport is not... I love going out of La Paz.
Yeah.
It's a much less stressful deal.
We stopped at like a roadside bakery on the way, and like we got some like snacks for the ride. It was really cool. It's real green, depending on the time
of
the
ride.
You know it, buddy.
Sure.
It was great, man.
It's the way to go. And if they actually reward you for booking ahead of time, so one of the few airlines that actually still do that, so you can get some real inexpensive air. You know, doing it when you make your reservation. Don't have to worry about it. But they're a lot less expensive, and it's easy.
Yeah, VOLARIS.com.
Volaris. VOLARIS.
Yes. Yeah. There you go. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Thank you, Rob.
All right. How about next up we talk to Mike. Mike's calling us from San Carlos this morning. Good morning, Mike. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys. This is Mike, your expert novice. My question is about the Rancho Leonero. So I just heard the best place to fly into is La Paz. So... how about driving down there if you want to, like, spend a lot of time in other areas?
Wow.
Is it dangerous, or can you make it? And also, do you get fishing licenses at Rancho Leonero?
Yes, you get to that one. I can answer right off. Yeah, we provide you with licenses right there. You just do get together with Eddie, and
you can purchase them there.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you get an annual, or you can get one for the week, or just for a day if you choose to. And I'm sorry, what was the other question?
Driving down.
Driving down. You know, it's a long drive. Honestly, you know, when it's only a 2-hour flight like that, it's a good 2-day drive, and it's 10 hours each day driving. And it's a narrow road and with real abrupt shoulders, and it's dangerous. And unless you're coming down for a long time, a good period of time, I would stick to flying. I really would. By the time you get done driving, it depends. If you have a couple of guys that are going with you, then it'll save you money. Otherwise, if you're just going solo, gosh, the gas is going to cost you as much as the air would.
There are people that love the drive because they love the drive. You know, I mean, experiencing all the stops that you make along the way and making that the trip. So there are people out there that love it. I'm with you, John. It's just so fast and so easy to fly down there. It's just hard not to. Unless that's, you know, your whole goal is the experience of making that drive and you're wanting to do it for seeing the sights along the way. It's just too easy to get down to the East Cape to hop a flight, and it's an hour and 45 minutes out of San Diego, and by the time you get up in the air and have one drink, and you're already putting it back down and hitting the ground again. It's just too easy not to.
It's easy. It's a long drive. It really is. And again, you know, if you're going to do it and do it for a length of period of time, then it makes sense. Otherwise, just fly down.
You go. All right. Go. Thanks a lot for call this morning. Appreciate that. That does free up 833-288-0973.
How about next up, we talk to John, who's calling us from Upland this morning. Hi, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Happy New Year.
You too, John.
My coach, I'm not walking my dog right now, so I got to catch my breath. But, John, when did Rancho Leonero get started? And do you actually captain some of the boats out there?
Ranch started, I got on the ranch, and the hotel actually opened up in January of 84. When the hotel first, we only had 6 rooms, and we grew from there. And it's been a long haul putting it all together. What was the first question?
Do you captain any of the boats yourself?
Oh yeah, and captaining the boats I used to all the time. We're actually not allowed to, believe it or not. I'm a naturalized Mexican citizen. I have dual citizenship, but that said, that's a closed job only for Mexicans, only for native born Mexicans. So I do with friends and all that. If you're a non-pair and you're a friend, I can take you out and run the boat for you. Otherwise, I don't. You know, I'm getting older now, and we've got great captains, so I normally just ride along.
And those guys are out there every day.
Yeah, every day. And they know the fishing. You know, when I get on one of the boats, it's my boat, so I always climb up, and I'm always the one that drives the boat. But our crews know where to go and what to do, and they're fishing every day. They have real good local knowledge.
And let's talk about the boat fleet at Rancho Leonero. You have Super Pongas and cruisers.
It's Super Pongas and cruisers.
Largest
fleet of Super Pongas.
All Yamaha powered. All recent Yamahas, all the 4-strokes. The Pongas are interesting because you can go almost, depending on the weather, but the Pongas will go and do go everywhere that the cruisers go. So you can catch, and they're a lot less money, and you can catch all the same fish that you catch. It's amazing, our Super Ponga business. You know, there's a lot of guys who come down that have big boats up here, and they want to fish themselves. You know, the big boats are crewed, and they like want to get in the water and fish themselves.
Yeah, it's just you and the captain.
Oh, boy, and you're down there in the water. You're fishing hard.
Yeah.
You're either casting a bait or driving the boat or helping with the gaff or vice versa. You're part of it.
And generally speaking, if the wind doesn't blow, it's a nice ride.
It's a nice ride.
You go pretty much anywhere.
And by nature of the beast, you're involved, you know, because if you got a captain who's, you know, when you're putting the lures out and setting the lures and all that, who's going to drive the boat? So immediately, either you're driving the boat or presenting that your array out there behind you. And same with gaffing the fish, baiting the fish, everything else. You're down there, and you get much more involved than you would on a cruiser where there's a deckhand that does pretty much everything.
And the Super Pongas are much more reasonable, too.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
$350 a day for up to 3 people. So, I mean, for $125 a head, if 3 guys, you know, it's not a bad deal.
Yeah, that's cool.
Considering all the fish you run into, it's a bargain. Yeah. It's a fishing bargain.
What about cutting fish at the end of the day? Is that still a thing that happens at the ranch?
Yeah, well, we, you know, we freeze and we have the cleaning table. We're the only hotel down there now that actually still offers free cleaning and, yep. and freezing of your fish. Everybody else now is going to the smokehouse.
Yeah.
And you have that option at yeah. the ranch.
They'll come and pick up your yeah. fish at the
oh,
ranch.
Oh, yeah, yeah, they're the there every day to pick up.
Yeah.
But it's fairly pricey. And you if people who wanted to clean, have their own fish cleaned and everything.
Bring your own bags, right?
Bring your bags. We have bags and we have Ziplocs.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, vacuum packer. A lot of guys will bring down their own vacuum packer and pack their own fish. Otherwise, they like say, the smokehouse will smoke them or process your fish for you.
Yeah.
But most of our guests still use our freezer. It's a good sub-zero freezer walk-in. And, yeah, so they keep, and everybody takes home a lot of fish.
And they eat it right there.
Yeah,
oh, that's the best. And that's take the it right out to the kitchen and have
that's
it cooked for you.
The best part.
It's interesting because most of the sport fishing now in the world, if you go, you don't get to keep the fish anymore.
Yeah.
They, you know, if you're on, if for example, if you're in Hawaii and you get on a nice big tuna, you know, I mean, you get to pull it in and it goes on the boat, but it's not yours.
Yeah, they're going to sell it.
Yeah, they sell the fish. And the same thing on the East Coast with the bluefin and everything. And actually at the ranch, your fish are yours. You get to keep them, and we'll help you process them. So everybody always brings home a full ice chest full of fish. Yeah. And many barbecues up here. And
I like it.
Yeah. Hey, John, thanks a lot for the phone call this
morning. Thank you, John.
How about next up we talk to Kyle. Kyle's calling us from San Marcos this morning. What's up, Kyle? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing great.
Hey, good, Kyle.
Two questions. I want to know how far offshore they go down there, and then want to know about the food. Tell me what I'm going to get to eat down there.
Good questions.
We go as far as we have to go. You know, we'll go to the fish, wherever they are. And it depends on what the angler's looking for as well. If he wants the marlin or the billfish, he can stay in real close and right in front. It's interesting. Those and the roosterfish are our closest fish, and they're right off the front. The tuna range around far outside. They'll be under the porpoise sometimes. Sometimes they're just outside of the park, and we're fishing them there. But normally we're catching them under the schools of porpoise, and they're moving around.
I've talked to guys that have run 40 miles.
Sure.
40, yeah. 50 miles. It's 100 yeah. miles across to the mainland, and they're out there 50, 60 miles.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll go as far as we need to go to get the fish. So it's yeah. really dependent on what's biting and what you want to catch and where they are.
Now, what about the food? What kind of food?
Food's good.
Yeah.
Food's great.
I eat in
now, well, let's talk about the most popular nights.
I was just going to yeah. say,
you know,
let's just get to brass tacks and talk about
right.
rib night.
The most popular night is Saturday night.
Saturday night, rib night.
We've got the best.
Oh, they're
ribs
so good.
On the planet. Yeah, what they do is the girls marinate them for a couple of days before, and then they cook them in the oven, and then they take them outside and glaze them on the mesquite barbecue.
Yeah.
And the meat just falls off the ribs, off the bone.
My favorite night is the Mexico at night. With the handmade chili rellenos, handmade tamales.
That's Dallas' favorite night, too.
Gosh,
it's our
yeah,
oh, it's so
like,
good.
Oh, yeah.
We have two Mexican nights a week because the guests, you have to have yeah. at least one Mexican food night when
yeah.
you're coming down and visiting. So, yeah, we have the girls, and all the tortillas, you know, are handmade. I mean, hand yeah. padded and all that. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
That's why you got to upgrade that kitchen every other year.
Yeah, well, the kitchen gets used, you know, and it's a sanitation thing. It's everything's real clean. We really pay attention now.
Yeah.
We really do.
No doubt. Hey, Kyle, need to make a trip.
Yeah.
Book a trip to Rancho Leonero. You know, I know you're going to be at Fred Hall, Long Beach, and Del Mar.
Absolutely.
Be a good place to book, but don't wait too long because a lot of times some of the best boats, the best rooms are already gone by Fred Hall.
Right. Yeah, we
like
have.
For our tournament in June, early June, super popular. Time to get on the books right now.
You know, that said, the reservations are way up this year.
Yeah.
You know, all our regulars are booking early because they do want the their captain and they want their room, and you know, so they're guaranteed to get it if they book early.
Yeah.
And we also run a show special too. It's worth you coming down and
do you?
To the show. Yeah. And that runs August to September. I'm not
August,
sure the dates this year.
Yeah. But you can get the show special now if you call and say, yeah. I want that show special in August, September.
Absolutely.
I think you get the room.
Absolutely.
Like a discount. One
yeah, I think it's about 30% off.
30%.
The room.
Yeah.
And also, you know, it's for the shows, but you have to book by the end of the show season or the special.
Call the ladies in the office, Pam and
Pam.
Yeah.
I always
Yeah.
I always send people to talk to both Pam and Phil at the show because they know the boats so well.
They're better than I do.
And they've done all of the different types of fishing so much. So if you're a guy that, you know, heard all the, you know, bottom fishing, pargo things, they'll say, hey, you know, you want to go super pongo fishing and you want to fish with, you know, this captain, or this captain. And if you want to go offshore and you've got a little larger group, hey, you want a cruiser, and I would recommend going with this guy. Like, they just, they know the fleet and they know the boats and know the style of fishing so much.
They know it better than I do.
I really like having Pam or Phil kind of like push me or push whoever I send, you know, in that direction, because they just, yeah, that's their game.
Well, they were hotel guests long before she came on board, and then they both started helping me out at the hotel. So they really are familiar.
Yeah.
They fished every boat.
Yeah.
You know, they're both fishing addicts.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah.
Pamela as well. And,
they'll set you up.
Yeah, so they know.
Yeah.
They know.
All right, very good. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
You got it. How about we talk to Mo? Mo's calling us from Vista this morning. Hi, Mo. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Mo.
Yes, I want to thank ENSA for their knife, for that special for friends of Rollo.
Yeah, that's a great knife,
cool.
Isn't it?
Right, it's a nice knife. And I want to ask John, how much fish can you take back from your place?
As much as you like, you know, as much as you're willing to pay for and overweight. You know, we'll load up as many ice chests as you care to haul up there. I'm not sure what the extra baggage fee is, but that's the only limitation on you.
Yeah.
You can bring as much as you like.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it's be a smaller ice chest. You know, it's got to be less than 50 pounds. So it's 57 quart is their normal ice chest. And we fill them up. And you can go almost anywhere in the United States and the fish will stay good. You can't put any ice in the ice chest. It has to just be the frozen fish. Because I'd smell
it. But it'll come right out of your blast freezer, so it'll be cold.
Oh, no, yeah.
That's the beauty of that freezer, yeah.
Sub-zero freezer, so it's rock hard. Yeah. And so you don't lose any fish, no, and stays great the whole time. And really, I encourage you, take home as much as you can. It gives you good memories of the ranch, and you can entertain it.
There you go.
And makes for a good party, fresh fish for sure.
Yeah.
Well, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right, how about Dennis calling from Linda Vista up next on Let's Talk Hook Up. Hi, Dennis.
Excuse me, guys. I'm fighting a little bit of a cold here, okay? But Happy New Year. I'm always hearing stories about, okay, they catch yellowfin, they catch tuna, bluefin and stuff like that. But I want to know about the weird things they catch. Like, I remember in 2000, I caught a salmon, and people were like, nah, you don't catch salmon in San Diego. So what's the weirdest thing you guys caught, and it's like, what is this doing here?
They catch some strange fish that come out of there. It's fish, I'm sure, that have never been identified before or named. The strangest fish we have that comes in, there's a couple a year every year, and they're not caught as oar fish.
Yeah,
they always get
fish.
Like last
they
year.
They wash up on the beach, right?
Wash up on the beach. Last year we had a live one, a juvenile. That was about 7-8 feet long. And they resuscitated him and put him back in the water, and he swam off. But we'll get two or three that are normally not dead yet, but they're dying. They're real deep water fish, and there's a submersible canyon right off the front of the hotel that goes down thousands of feet. And they come out of there, and normally when they're ill. But I don't know whether you've ever seen them before, but they're huge.
Bizarre creatures.
10 feet long, 12 feet long.
No, they go bigger than that. They go like 30 feet long.
Yeah.
They're huge. These things are huge. And
creatures
weird,
from the
weird looking guys. But that said, we catch a lot of strange fish, too. And some of them I couldn't even name to you, but they're some really, really crazy.
Probably some Popeye Catalufas.
I bet you're right.
Yeah,
hey, Dennis, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Thank you, Dennis.
Mike and Torrance is up next on Let's Talk Hook Up. Hi, Mike.
Hey, good morning, John and Pete and Rick. Happy New Year's to you.
You too, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Thanks. Tim advertised a trip on the Royal Star back at the 1st of July or the 1st of December.
Right.
And I booked it, and it filled up, and we went, and we caught bluefin right at the end of the year. The smaller fish were 40. There were a couple of those. Most of the fish were 50 to 60. They were up to 130. There were three fish over 100.
Wow.
So great.
We ran hard.
That was the three-day trip, right?
Correct, yeah. We left on the 27th. We got fish on the 29th of December. I got a couple of 55-pound bluefins, and all my friends ate fresh sashimi on New Year's, and we couldn't believe it.
That's so cool, Mike.
What a great trip.
That's rad.
Sounds like fun. Sounds like a good way to finish out 2019. Appreciate the call this morning. Thanks a lot.
All right. Hey, well, how about we jump back into him? Talk to Jeff. Jeff's calling us from Santee this morning. Hi, Jeff. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy New Year to all you guys. It's great to hear John's voice on the radio there. I just a couple quick questions for John. I heard a rumor that you guys are now renting the ATVs right there at the hotel, and also I heard that you guys may have rental cars available.
Yeah, thanks for asking. Yeah, we have a couple rental cars, and it's they're $50 a day for 24 hours. Great deal. Right there out of the hotel. Well, the cabs wanted so much money. If people wanted to go into town and have dinner or whatever, it cost more than that to go in.
Yeah.
For the rental car. Or for example, if you want to go down and dive, you can drive down to Pomo and keep the car. Or people want to go to La Paz, or they want to do the loop and go to Cabo and go around. So it really is convenient for our hotel guests.
And the cars are based right there?
Yeah, we've got two cars that are there full-time that are available. $50 a day, which is a screaming
deal.
You
need to reserve them or no?
Insurance and everything. Well, you can. You can through the office. You can reserve them or down there. They're normally available there and because people do just take them for one day.
Yeah.
And so that's a great deal. And then the ATVs, we have them. They're there on site, and we'll bring in more if we need them. It's amazing how many we use. Last year, there was a couple of times when there were 20 of them out there.
Wow.
Yeah. Literally almost every guest in the hotel was off.
Use one of the local providers and they bring
them
in.
Yeah, there's a couple. There's two or three, and we'll use them all when we have to. Yeah. And they deliver. They bring them right out.
And they'll pick them up.
Yeah, and we've also got seven at the hotel full-time.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm.
And you guys are so accommodating when it comes to something like that. You need an ATV, or you want a group, or you need something takes four passengers, or that you guys want to go on this day, the staff there they go out of their way to make whatever, within their means, they'll do anything to make it happen.
That's true. And that comes with being 34 rooms as well. We're smaller and we pay more attention, and we're pretty management intensive as well. So if you have any issues at all, and stuff happens down there, if you let us know, we deal with it right away and we care, And we got happy guests or happy employees,
No question. And the thing is it's not all about fishing. You can do so many different things when you're down there, and it's all right there at that beautiful resort.
It is. People always ask,
and the thing about Rancho Leonero, too, when, you look at Cabo and stuff, the rates are going out of sight. I mean, Rancho Leonero is still very reasonable.
It is
Meals included.
All meals included.
Yeah.
By the way, we're the only hotel that does that,
that now
on the East Cape as well, where the meals are included.
Yeah.
Everybody else is now a la carte.
A la carte.
They're just selling their rooms. And then,
so you kind of pencil it out with three meals a day.
Man.
Your room and basically all your resort, and there's no resort fees or anything that. It's a great deal.
It is. If you're going to Cabo, the meals are going to cost you more in the room.
Yeah,
for real.
It's incredible.
And then they tag on resort fees and all that kind of stuff. Boy. Yeah, it's ridiculous. Yeah. Hey, Jeff, thanks a lot for the phone call
Jeff.
This morning.
When we come back, we're going to find out who got themselves a brand new pair of Maui Jims in the 2020 Sport Fishing Calendar. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
This is Captain Art Taylor of The Searcher. Celia and I and everyone at Team Searcher would like to thank all of our customers for a successful 2018 season. Are you searching for an affordable fishing adventure from 1.5 to 7 days in length? The Searcher has an outstanding crew, great food, air-conditioned cabins and galley, and an RSW system to preserve your catch. Our 2019 schedule is available now. Book your fishing adventure online at searchersportfishing.com or call our office at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
It's another innovation from Seaguar, the proven leader in saltwater leader material. Introducing new Gold Label Leader. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet, 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates in clear water and on leader-shy fish. New Gold Label is made with exclusive Seaguar fluorocarbon resins in a double structure process which provides exceptional knot and tensile strength. Yet it's soft and cinches easily for fail-safe knots. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Hey, having a great time this morning. All right, it's time. The big winner of a brand new pair of Maui Jim local kinds and the Bill Varnay 2020 Sport Fishing Calendar that's going to Kyle in San Marcos. Kyle, congratulations. You are going to be so stoked with those glasses.
Oh, yeah, you're going to love them. Calendar and a nice Happy New Year present to you.
Yeah.
Hey, John Ireland, Rancho Leonero, Baja's East Cape. Again, thank you so much. Such a
so
great
cool.
spot. And absolutely thrilled to have you be a part of the show today. And, of course, we'll have the traditional pre-Long Beach show coming up in about 8 weeks.
Yeah, it's coming
with
up.
With Bart Hall and you. Yeah, so that'll be fun.
Bart and I look and forward
then,
to it.
Yeah, and, of course, you want to book a trip to Rancho Leonero, and now is not too early,
no.
right?
Lots of people are booking early this year.
Yeah.
For sure. I want to thank you and Rick. The show's been great for me.
Yeah.
How many years now?
Like 28.
All of them?
Yeah. Yeah. So we thank you for all your great support. We couldn't do it without
time.
You, John.
No, Pete, I couldn't do it without you. That's
yeah.
for sure. So
well,
thank
if
you.
Somebody wants to book a trip to the ranch, how do they do it?
Thanks. 800-646-2252 or RanchoLeonero.com.
Fantastic. All right. Get on it because it's a busy year.
It looks like it.
Yeah.
It looks like it.
It's going to be a good one for
look
sure.
Look early.
All right, John.
Thanks,
Happy
John.
New Year to you. Happy
Thank
New Year, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow morning.
Happy New Year.
More Baja.
Yeah.
That Baja guy, Gary Graham.
I know that guy.
Yeah, that guy. Baja guy. Gary Graham, such a great guy, a wealth of knowledge
yeah.
about all kinds of great stuff. Gary is an amazing guest and probably a legend in the Baja.
He knows as much about Baja as anybody.
And there's no doubt about it. That's going to be a great show. 7 to 9 a.m. Thanks to Brian. Thanks to Adam for all you do. For Let's Talk Hookup, and we'll see you tomorrow morning right back here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.